The All-Star break is over and the NBA is back. Mike Miller hit 5 of his 7 three-point tries and finished with 19 points as Memphis outlasted New York 98-95. The Indiana Pacers still own a 3-game lead over the Miami Heat in the NBA's Eastern Conference after both teams won their games yesterday. The Pacers had a 108-98 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Meanwhile, the Heat kept pace as LeBron James poured in a season-high 42 points in a 117-106 win at Dallas. It was Cleveland over Philadelphia 114-85. Toronto won against Washington 103-93. Charlotte topped Detroit 108-96. Milwaukee beat Orlando 104-100. Phoenix took Denver 112-107 in overtime, and the Clippers fell to San Antonio 113-103. In college basketball, number 5 Duke defeated Georgia Tech 68-51. Number 6 San Diego State had a 60-45 win against Utah State. It was 8th-ranked Kansas over Texas Tech 64-63. Number 9 Villanova slid past Providence 82-79. 11th-ranked Louisville beat South Florida 80-54. Number 14 Virginia topped Virginia Tech 57-53. Number 17 Iowa State trumped 19th-ranked Texas 85-76, and Mississippi fell to 18th-ranked Kentucky 84-70. At the Sochi Winter Games, American Ted Ligety won the giant slalom with a dominating performance today, becoming the first American man to win 2 Olympic gold medals in alpine skiing. Yesterday, the United States captured 1 gold and 1 bronze medal. David Wise of North Star, California, won the gold medal in the men's ski halfpipe, and Alex DeBold of Manchester, Vermont, won the bronze medal in the men's snowboard cross under slushy, soggy conditions. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.